Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about a buy and sell strategy.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about beginning with the end in mind and understanding that when you move in real estate, unless you're a first-time buyer, you're going to be on both sides of the same market. And generally speaking, that can be a challenge. Maybe you're buying up and there's a softer market where you're buying than where you're selling at a tighter price point. Or maybe you're going to a geographic area in commercial real estate that is not synonymous to this one and you can find different opportunities. But that's the kind of conversation you have to have when you're going to do a sale and a purchase.
It's an interesting game in that you're attempting to maximize what you're selling and you're attempting to maximize what you're buying at the same time, but your ability to buy is only premised by your capacity and quickness to sell. A lot of people will go out and they want to see everything that's on the market, but they haven't sold anything. It restated, there's no dry powder in the pouch, and yeah, you may have found it, and it'll go right away from you because, unfortunately, there's lots of people making offers, and you can make offers, but you haven't sold anything. So when you show up saying, hey, I'd like to buy your place, and oh, by the way, I'm going to exchange into it, and oh, by the way, I haven't sold anything, what did the seller just hear? You do not have the capacity to act as a buyer. Go to the end of the line if it's if you still show up, and I haven't received anything else, I may talk to you.
Also, something that I really learned years ago from you, actually, Bob, is that there is a strategy. It's not necessarily the price, it's the terms. I'll buy anything at the right price, at the right terms, at any price. Yep. That kind of conversation is strategy. That's another way of saying, hey, there's more than just that price at the end of the road. It could be interest rates. It could be financing, literally. It could be what repairs are thrown in the negotiations. There's so many variables to consider.
And with each one of those variables, depending on who's hearing that variable, with me, as an example, if it's a fixer property, I know I'm going to have to hire a contractor. I don't have probably the talent. I can envision it, but pounding a nail and sawing a board are not my strong suit. Fortunately, I've got all 10 fingers, and I've tried to do that before. I haven't lopped anything off. But to me, that represents a problem. To another person, it represents an opportunity. It's a fixer property.
Got to know your target and have a strategy and a plan to grab it off the market in times like this. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.